This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. VCs love future food, just not when women are behind it. In Israel's booming food tech sector, where everything from lab-grown tuna to AI-designed proteins is being cooked up, women are doing more than their fair share of the heavy lifting. But when it comes to funding, they're still getting crumbs. Despite women leading nearly one-third of Israeli food tech startups, they attract just 4% of total sector investment. Globally, the stat drops to 2.1%. It's not a pipeline problem, it's a power dynamic, and the imbalance is costing the sector some of its best ideas. Take Rachelle Wisman, co-founder of Savor Eat, whose 3D-printed plant-based meals are made to order, the kind of tech investors drool over. Or Maya Ashkenazi Otmazgin of Maulak, developing bioactive proteins inspired by breast milk to supercharge functional foods. Daphna Heffertz, leading Wonderfish, is growing cultivated bluefin tuna without the ocean. It's sustainable, scalable, and scientifically sound, just not apparently enough to break through the glass wallet. Meanwhile, Dr. Tali Feldman-Sivan is re-engineering plant-based meat at Miala Food Tech to ditch the industry's over-processed binders in favour of clean label functionality. And then there's Polopo, led by Dr. Maya Sapir-Mir and Dr. Raya Lieberman-Aloni, producing real egg and dairy proteins from genetically engineered potatoes. It's high-tech molecular farming with no barnyard in sight. Still, the capital flows elsewhere. That's why the Modern Agriculture Foundation is calling for nominations for its Leading Women in Israeli Food Tech Award to shine a spotlight where the funding often doesn't. Nominate now. Audio sponsors link is at the bottom of article.